Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday. Back to work Monday after the Super Bowl. And did you have your wings and pizza and all that other kind of stuff, Laura? What'd you do?
I went to Adventureland Inn and my son's 7th birthday, and we swam in the pool. So Sunday, I did try to look at the Super Bowl ads and the halftime, but I didn't. I had a lot of catch up. I was doing on Sunday from having family in town, and but it was a good halftime. And
it was good. Did you happen to see Lady Gaga's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner? It was absolutely fabulous.
Yes,
best I've seen.
One thing I thought was interesting was the whole situation with the who's the guy that messed up Miss Universe and said the wrong person? And they did. I always think it's interesting when you could take something like that and spin something out of it. So they did the whole
what was that?
Drop the ball.
Steve Harvey.
See, he's the pop culture icon over there.
Oh.
Yeah, anything you want to know about.
You every time I don't know someone's name.
Pop culture. Yeah.
That's him. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. So they did a whole series. One of the cell phone companies did drop the ball and had all those balls, and he was featured in it. So I guess that's one way to make lemonade out of lemons, right?
Yeah, you know, what a class act Steve Harvey was when he came out and said, look, I'm really sorry. Some people make mistakes, and pretty well forgiven.
Yeah.
So, anything going on in town?
Oh, heavens. It's like February. Open the floodgate of, we're just, it's
business
hot.
Business networking
all kinds of stuff.
All right, what's going on?
So, we do tomorrow night have our February Social Media Club event, speaking of the Super Bowl, because we're going to have that at 515 Brewing Company.
I know right where that is.
And it's $15. It's going to get your drink and appetizers. And we're going to have Angela Tenclay and Josh Fleming and some other folks do a panel discussion about how brands use social media during the Super Bowl.
Ah.
So it'll be a little discussion and hopefully get some inspiration about cool campaigns and really talk about how social media can be integrated in with paid ads and the Super Bowl.
Certainly can.
Yeah. So I think that'll be fun. I think it'll be informative. So that should be good.
Yeah. That's Social Media Club tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. You could still come. You 6 to 8 and you don't tell anyone that I said so, but you could probably show up and pay
it right there.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Oh, yeah. I'm on the radio. Yeah. I guess they hear that. Yeah.
They did hear that. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So, that sounds like fun.
But it would be nice if people could register. But at the same time, as all good events need to have a competitive one on the same evening, we also have Technology Association of Iowa Tech Brew. And this one is a special one because it is the legislative Tech Brew. So you're going to be able to speak with some of the legislators at Tech Brew. Yes. It's the usual gathering of entrepreneurs and technologists, but the legislators are also coming and invited to mix with the technology community.
That should be interesting.
Yes. So that is going to actually kick off early. It usually starts at 5. It's going to start at 4, go till 7. And, you know, so technically you could go to that and still head on over.
Yeah, speaking of legislators, I get to go to a little function tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Oh,
at the state capitol. LULAC, the Latino organization, has their legislative breakfast tomorrow morning at 7:30. So I get to go to the state capitol.
So you're driving to Woodward tonight, and you're going to be like at the state capitol tomorrow morning.
Well, actually, I leave the broadcast tonight. Mm-hmm. I go to Windsor Heights. I go there for a complete streets meeting. This is about the redoing of University Avenue. And then I leave there to go to a city council meeting in Woodward on behalf of a client. And then I come back, and then tomorrow morning I do that. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, come on.
Are you sleeping at some point? Sounds like me. I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. because I was trying to finish a project.
Yeah,
so
Super Bowl hangover.
Awesome. Anyway, so then we have our normal Wednesday morning million cups that we have, except it's a special one this time. So I thought it would be worth noting. It's at the Science Center still, but at 8 a.m. 8:30, the programming starts. And the special is that they're going to have, they're going to host 10 plus panelists. So a huge panel of entrepreneurs that are going to talk about entrepreneurship and innovation. So it'll be a full house. So they said, come early. It is free, free coffee, free parking. And they're going to just have a giant discussion about being an entrepreneur and how to innovate.
There you go.
And then we also have, yes, that's in the morning. And then the afternoon, you can go, you can, for lunch, you can join the special chamber event, the Downtown Chamber Restaurant Series.
That's kind of a fun deal.
Which is noon to one. And yeah, it's proof this time, just so that if you ever wanted to check
it out. Right down the street.
Yep. And what are they doing it every month or every week? Or
you know, I don't know. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Jessica was going to come on and talk about that, but we didn't make connections. But I know the Downtown Chamber is kind of a unique thing. Mm-hmm. They're just going from restaurant to restaurant and then experiencing
2 to 3 courses over lunch. Yeah. And you do need to register for it, so look it up. Yeah. And so those are all good things. And then we also have LinkedIn Social, Tuesday, February 16th, so next Tuesday, and that's a big quarterly one.
Where's this at this time?
This time it's at the RR Summit Building on Jordan Creek Parkway, Suite 200. Mm-hmm. So that's Angela Tenclay, Danny Beyer, Mike Benasiak, Rachel Harms.
Right.
And so that one's free also, and always a nice
event. Always a great time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll squeeze in between there. I'm going to jump backwards to Friday, this Friday.
This Friday.
Yes. If you have the opportunity to get away from work, or if you're an owner and you would like to spend an entire day with me doing social media strategy, we're doing our all-day social media strategy class, and that is going to be at the Ankeny Building 17.
For DMAC.
For DMAC. DMAC Building 17 in Ankeny, 8 to 4:30 p.m. This is the all-day one. And then I do have coming up, starting February 22nd, our evening one that we do at Southridge.
Sure. But this is an all-day thing.
But this one's an all-day. So if you just want to get it all done at once and get your strategy kicked off for the year, if you've wanted to up your game, then I'll be doing that.
See, all kinds of things for you to do. If you're an entrepreneur or if you're thinking about it or if you are already in business, Laura comes in each and every Monday offering you some networking opportunities throughout the metro and some information on social media and an opportunity to engage. Cool stuff.
Thank you.
You were loaded today.
Yeah, it was a lot. And yeah, I was thinking that there was something else too. I feel like there was. I'll have to add it to my blog. If not, so dmbizmixer.com. So if I missed anything, or if I missed your event, hashtag dmbizevents, and I'll catch it on the Twitter stream and add it.
All right. Laura Kennard, she is with us each and every Monday afternoon talking about networking and social media opportunities here in the Des Moines Metro. Thanks, Laura, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Take care out there.
Windy. Don't blow away.
No worry about that. All right, we've got to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report. We'll take a look at what happened today during the markets. It was a scary mid-intraday time, and the markets kind of leveled off a little bit later on in the day. That and more next. Windy.